good to have friends, and you're my friends as far as I'm concerned. Every one of you is my friend. And it's been a great blessing to be here this week. I'm going to have to get up and get out on a plane in the morning and go back to the Indian Territory. And then I've got to leave there and go again. But I always feel that I don't help folks as much as I could have or should have. And I blame no one with that but me. I never go away from a meeting and say, well, if they'd have got in, we could have had a meeting. I never blame anybody. I never say, if they'd amen me, I'd have done good. I never do that. You know, when you tie yourself to the stock market, you do like that fellow did that was in my church. He was a pretty big contractor. Built a lot of stuff. I saw a bill for $290,000 worth of material one day. I thought that's a pretty good bunch of material, you know. And he got in. He said, Brother Moore, what do you think I ought to put my money? A penny talking to $1 million, sure. And I said, you asking me where to put your money? Yeah, I trust your judgment. You got it in the stock market? He said, and his spirit was just like stock market. When stock market's down, he is down. Stock market's up, he is up. What are you saying, Brother Moore? You don't need to tie your experience to any aunt, uncle, or cousin, or anyone else, or anything else. Keep your faith in God if it gets 40 below zero. I stayed in a place a while back, the wind chill index 40 below zero, and they had me in a house trying to hold a meeting and run out of propane 2 o'clock in the morning. I covered with everything in there. Throw rugs on the floor and all the blankets and quilts and everything. I said, thank God, I believe I'm getting to cold and nearly freezing. But you know you should not tie your experience to anything here. If the Democrats lose, it hadn't ought to make you nearly backslide and miss church 3 or 4 nights. If the Republicans lose, it hadn't ought to make you backslide or miss church a few nights. You had not ought to nearly have a fist fight with a brother over ungodly politics.
Give this back to you, Brother LD. It's the price of that meal, $5.29. With a senior citizen discount. If he had tried to hand me that, I'd put near the faint. I love Brother L.D. and such savage. Ain't that no problem? Somebody said you got to learn to love for. I don't have to learn to love nobody. I just love them anyway. Amen.
What was that the children was asking? Oh, yes.
That little old thought, anyway you pitch it, Lord, it's all right with me. That was easier to sing than it was to say when I got bad sick. But sometimes that's easier said than done. But it's so. Anyway you fix it, Lord, it's all right with me. Anyway you fix it, Lord, it's all right with me. Anyway you fix it, Lord, it's all right with me. All right with me. Why don't you fix it like you want it, Lord? All right with me. Fix it like you want it, Lord, it's all right with me. Fix it like you want it, Lord, it's all right with me. It's all right with me. If you want me weeping, Lord, it's all right with me. If you want me weeping, Lord, it's all right with me. If you want me weeping, Lord, it's all right with me. It's all right with me. Why don't you fix it like you want it, Lord, it's all right with me. Fix it like you want it, Lord, it's all right with me. Fix it like you want it, Lord, it's all right with me. All right. If you want my head bowed down, it's all right with me. If you want my head bowed down, it's all right with me. If you want my head bowed down, it's all right with me. All right with me. Why don't you fix it like you want it, Lord? It's all right, David. Fix it like you want it, Lord. It's all right with me. All right, can you say it? If you want me kneeling, Lord, it's all right with me. If you want me kneeling, Lord, it's all right with me. If you want me kneeling, Lord, it's all right with me. All right, yeah. Any way you want it, Lord, it's all right with me. Any way you want it, Lord, woo! Any way you want it, Lord, it's all right with me. All right. Why don't you fix it like you want it, Lord? It's all right with me. Fix it like you want it, Lord. It's all right with me. All right, all right. If you want me weeping, Lord, it's all right with me. If you want me weeping, Lord, it's all right with me. If you want me weeping, Lord, it's all right with me. Why don't you fix it like you want it, Lord? It's all right. Tomorrow, sin I was sinking, had no one to guide my way. All my life was one dark shadow, till I heard my Savior say, if you get a key to the blessed promise and become a child of mine, when you enter the gates of heaven, you will shine, shine, shine. I'm gonna shine like a star in the morning. Many mansion will be mine when I enter gates of heaven. I'm gonna shine, hallelujah, I'm gonna shine. We were burdened down with many afflictions, awful, unsightly pain we hear. But we'll all be like our Savior when we reach that home up there. Daily I'm walking in His footsteps, growing more like Him all the time. When I enter the gates of heaven, I'm gonna shine, shine, shine. I'm gonna shine like a star in the morning. Many mansion will be mine when I enter the gates of heaven. I'm gonna shine, I'm gonna shine. Amen.
Glory to God, hallelujah. You like the power of God? I love it. Amen. Lord, I feel the Spirit of God upon me. You know, the Lord works in strange ways. I've been talking about that all week long, about them strange things the Lord does. You know, we built a church and over there in Moore, Oklahoma. I thought the Lord moved on and built it. And I went to the banker and tried to borrow money. And he's, now Mr. Moore said, you're going to
You're going to lose everything you got messing with them church folks. We can't loan you money. You don't have nobody no collateral in the church. You got pretty half a millionaire sign his life away to get a loan on church sometime. Jim was alcoholic. He didn't know I know that, but he is vice president. He's alcoholic. I knew that. Jim didn't know I knew that, but I knew it. That's all right, Jim. I said, you don't have to loan me no money. And I went and mortgaged my house to build a church. B didn't want to, but she ain't head over there. I'll tell her if I want her to know it. Greatest woman ever lived and breathed God's air is that woman. But one of the greatest. I mortgaged a house to build a church. We poured all that money in the church and still didn't have it finished. Still need money. One day we run out of material and David, my son, disappeared and went home. Changed in his clean clothes. I don't know what he done. We were still hanging around the property. We didn't run out of material and money. And after a while he come back, had hundreds of dollars with him. Where'd you get that? I just went to your friends. I went to W.R. Griffiths. He owned a controlling interest in the bank over there, and he said, W.R. said, my daddy's building a church. Why, son, where in the world's he building one? I didn't know it. Said, I need to help him. And that just started it to going, and they just sent the money, and we went on and finished that building. And one day I was praying, and the good Lord, do you ever say, Lord ever talk to you? You know, even folk can't hear the Lord and listen to much other stuff. Get out in the woods by yourself, boy. Get out in the woods by yourself and pray to God that is. And listen. And listen. You hear from God. God will deal with you. It may not be like you planned on it, but he'll make it plain enough. And I was in the altar praying. The Lord said, your house is paid for. We had a pretty big mortgage on it. And B is worried about it. And I said, thank God. 3 months went by. And that ornery devil that talks every language under heaven come to me again and said, God didn't tell you that. I said, hush up. You don't know what God said to me. You know what? The Lord works in strange ways like cowbells and here comes a bride. If you think I get hung up in every meeting on one thing like that and tell it every night, I don't. It's the only meeting I've ever done it in. But you know what? A duck down in Oklahoma crossed the road. Doesn't God do things different so you'll know it's not the federal government that done it for you? He'll make you know that he did it. Amen? And that duck crossed the road, and there's an old lady driving down the road, slammed on her brakes regardless of who was behind her. She wanted to save the duck's life. Isn't that just like a woman or a person driving a car down, just slid? Such savage, she just slid. I'd have just thump, thump, and I'd have dedicated the duck right there. I wouldn't have never slowed up for it. And the boy in my church with his wife with him in the front seat with him slid and run in the back of her. She never considered nothing but that duck. Throwed his wife off on the floorboard. She's born with something wrong with her bones and legs. Walked on crutches all her life. And he rushed her to the hospital. X-rayer said, your bones are ruined. No, I said, they ain't ruined. They're just like they was when I went off on the floorboard. Ain't nothing wrong with them no more than they have. Ben said, I've just got bad legs. Oh, they're free. They finally let her go home. Said, I'm going home. I have to get somebody else's crutches to get out here on. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But you know the Lord understands. We had a barred pen in our church. We just started that new church and had a barred pen. You know what? A few days, insurance people come by and said, we're going to try to settle with you. Well, they wasn't thinking about no big settlement or nothing. And you know that boy come to me and said, Brother Moore got a piece of money to put in the church. Where had it all to go? I said, it needs to go on the church debt. Of course, the church debt was a mortgage on my house. He is talking about enough money to pay that mortgage off and buy us a new piano and give back the barred piano. You know the Lord works in strange ways. I'd already announced to my church 3 months before God told me my home was paid for.
You reckon you're wearing yourself into ulcers over something that's never going to happen to you? We have folks that's got plenty of money laid back to live on. It's worried they're going to starve to death, and they'll die a little hungry. And all that money they could have eaten. Amen. It happened. And I said, devil, where are you at? And seemed like all I heard was a weak voice saying, I'm out of it.
Hey, and I'm telling you what happened. I'm telling you what happened.
Now my heart is longing now for the days of long ago. The old-fashioned church house where Mama used to go. Why, you scarcely say was the best you ever heard. But the old-fashioned preacher proclaimed God's holy word. That old-fashioned preacher, he told us of the cross. How Jesus came down to save those who were lost. You could feel the Holy Spirit, and you knew that God was there. When the old-fashioned preacher would kneel to lead in prayer.
Amen. I may sing more directly. I just sing. I have just got up and sung. I don't sing good. I ain't worried about that. We ain't no contest. We're just trying to work for God. Thank you, Brother Savage. I say again, it's been great to be here. You've had great preachers here, wonderful men here, good preachers in the house tonight, good folks right in here tonight, great people. You're just as good and great as anybody if you live the Lord. You know, I'm just preaching because God called me. I don't know why I did. I never have understood that. I apologize to him when I started. I don't have no personality and just happened to look in the mirror and see my teeth was just a little crooked, and that kind of beat me too. But I had some strange experiences before I got saved. I was in the speech arts class, and my Miss Redwine, my teacher, looked at me and said, Lester, said, you're going to do a work, and I was mean as a snake. I wasn't no good. And she said, you're going to do a work in life, and if I've done anything to offend you, I apologize to you and ask your forgiveness. I could not dream what in the world was happening to me. That woman done that years before I was saved and before I was called of God to preach. Amen. I apologized to the Lord and told him he must have been short on preachers when he called me. But you know, you don't go out to preach. If you're not called to preach, give it up. Give the idea up. Don't even subject yourself to what you're fixing to get into if God didn't call you. But I'm going to tell you what, if he called you, it'll burn in your bones. Amen. That's the reason you hear me singing, preaching by the roadside under a tree. Hoo! I said, I can't keep from playing ball. It's in my bones. That's the way I'm about preaching. I can't keep from it. It's in my bones. I've been a fireballer ever since it started. My wife said, now Lester, said you're going to tear your lungs up, and said you're going to mess up, said it's going to hurt your body the way you preach. And I tried to calm down a little. It didn't do nothing but the fire out, so I quit that. Ow! God calls you, go after it. Get in there with all your heart. Hook up to heaven and stay hooked up to heaven. God will help you. I don't know who I'm talking to. Maybe some preacher here needs that tonight, but hang in there. If God's called you, he'll work it out for you. Amen? Well, you may have to be tried. I've drove for thousands and thousands of miles. Nobody asked me to preach. I didn't even ask me to hold a revival. No, no. Well, if you call God, the doors will fly open. It may fly shut. It may fly shut. It may be a trial. You hear about God trying to kill Abraham after he brought him out? Yeah, made him in a way and looked like he's going to kill him. God will try you. Hang in there. Church, stay in there. I tell you, a good morning to go to church. It's about 40 below zero and look like nobody can get out of the house. I make God a try. I mean, do something. Haul off and do something for God. I tell folks at home, sometimes I'm preaching around and once in a while on the radio around, and I tell them, you down there at home, you think about going to Sunday school, haul off and do it! Go to Sunday school! Thank God. God. We're going to preach on a simple little thought tonight. Go back where we come from. I wanted to help you more. I meant to help you more. I didn't help you as much as I wanted to, but I wanted to help you more. We may get to get back and be with Brother and Sister Savage. It's a blessing to be in their home and be with them. And we have a great time, LD and I do. I don't know how come he's got the same initials I got, but I told him I want to come down to the house, and I do. I want him and her to come to our house in Oklahoma. Be with us. I do. But I'm going to take him down to Walmart and let him walk to that great big old Walmart like y'all got up here. In a little bit, they say, LD, you want on the phone. First time they said that, I thought, praise God, how'd they know I was in here? I'm going to have to get to the phone. But I didn't know the biggest shot in that whole place was LD, too. And I won't take him in and let him hear holler for LD. They call LD all the time in there. Every time I go in, holler, LD, line number one, LD. And for a little bit, I started to start for line number one. But I finally realized it's some other fella named LD. All right, we're going to talk about Let God Hide It tonight from Psalm 27. And 5. If you asked me to sing something while I was here and I didn't do it, may do it yet, but I forgot it. Sometimes my mind cuts out on me just a little on that memory business. I got an Indian come to preach for me down in Oklahoma church. I'm part Indian, so if you're part Indian, don't take offense to me. I ain't running Indians down. I like them. But he come up and had a hair hanging clear down his belt, nearly braided together on his head and hanging down his back. Black-headed Indian. He said, Standing Horse, my name. And he said, me cut hair, go blind. No cut hair no more. Claimed he cut his hair off, he went blind. That's not scriptural. I really think the Indian leveling with me just right on that. But anyhow, he stayed. And come time to go to church, some folks walked up, and I forgot whether the horse was standing or walking. I said, meet Brother Walking Horse. And I'm telling you, he looked a hole through me. He thought I was making fun of that standing horse business. But I wasn't. I really wasn't. So if I'm a little quaint and I don't get acquainted with you just right, or I don't pronounce your name just right, or I don't do what you asked me to, or forgot it, I'm just turned like that. I do that. So God bless you. Psalm 27:5, for in the time of trouble. Oh, who don't have that? If you've never had any trouble, may God bless you. I hope you never have a bad time. But anybody that's lived very long has had some trouble. Some have had so much. I've cried over folks right in this building since I've been here that's got trouble. I've prayed for you and you didn't know it in the hour of the night because I know you've got trouble. And trouble comes to nearly everybody. We're in a world that's got trouble in it. But you know, before I got saved on 912 Southeast 29th in Oklahoma City, when my daddy's in the hospital for 6 months, my brother's in the hospital, and mama thought she had bad heart trouble, I worked 42 hours a week, went to school every day, put my brother two bricks under Model A seat and used my brother's driver's license because I wasn't old enough to have a license to drive that old Model A, drive mama around. We had trouble. And I'd stand that back door of that old house and look out there at the setting sun and think, trouble in mind, I'm blue. But I won't be blue always. You sang that old dreary song. Roy, you act like you remembered that. You sang that old song, trouble in mind, I'm blue. But I won't be blue always. Suns are gonna shine in my back door someday. And it is, thank God. I rewrote that thing after I got saved. Hallelujah. Yeah, I sung out of, I had trouble. But I'm going to tell you why, when I got saved, the sun began to shine. Yes, yes. Oh, in began to shine. Son of God. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. We're going to talk a short while. If I can help you tonight, I want to. Let God hide it. Now, if you think, Brother Moore, I may not preach much tonight, but if you think I'm going to let up on preaching just because this boy's took this last offering kind enough to take me offering every night, I'd have preached if he hadn't have took a one, and I appreciate it, Brother LD, but I just ain't preaching for money. Amen. I've never asked nobody anywhere at any time to send me the amount to come on. I have never asked any preacher in 47 years what they give me while I was there. I never told them what my needs was at home or what I needed. Never one time, Brother LD. And God has always met it. He has sent children. He sent men for miles to my meetings where the folks are so poor they couldn't give nothing to give me money to buy gas to go on to somewhere else. Oh, he'll take care of it. Preachers that love God not after your pocketbook, LD's not. I mean, listen back here and listen too, but they love you and they want to help you. God will hide you in the secret of his pavilion. He's able to take care of you. And in the secret, he shall hide you in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. Shall he hide me? He shall set me upon a rock. I like to be hid from something, wouldn't you? Amen. We're going to preach on, let God hide you. You know why I raised children like you, and they used to hide from me under the table. Anybody come in could see them. And I'd just look and hunt and look for them till I give out, you know. Where in the world are they, Beatrice? Are they out there in that rain? I'd go to the door. You get in here. I'm going to have to spank you. You know better than get out. You'll get pneumonia underneath the table. Of course, I looked every room in the house over. I looked under the bed, everywhere but under the table. They thought this head. We're like children sometimes. But I'm going to tell you one thing. God can hide it. He can help you forget your trouble and take you to the house of God and bathe you in his spirit and bless you so you forget it. Preach a while on. Let God hide it. David said, he shall hide me. You ever sang that song, Hide Me, O Blessed Rock of Ages? Did you read Isaiah 32:2? And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, as a covert from a tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land, a place to hide from it. Doctor, it's a well-known doctor, Norman Oklahoma, told me to save their souls, and he had saved their bodies. He likes me, and I like him. But he said, LD, I don't know what's wrong with you. But we talk about stress, and you can't see it. And it bothers people, and they get bad sick, and they lose weight, and they can't take it, the stress. I didn't know it. I've heard everything under heaven for 47 years, nearly. People call me day and night, high as five states a day a lot of times, about problems. Why? Because they think God will help them, and I think he will, too. And I pray. But you know, he said, I'll tell you what I do. I go to the Lake of the Pines, get me a boat, and I fish. And that's where I hide, LD. When they want that great, one of the greatest surgeons in our whole country, he just level with me. He's trying to tell me to get away from him. Well, he didn't know, but I've got a hiding place. I can get in there, and the wind can just blow like it wants to. Amen. Storm just blow like it wants to. God can hide you. Amen. Have you been to the hiding place? Have you let God hide you from it? Or is it eating you up? Amen. We're not careful. It eats you up. I noticed Psalms 31:19. The Bible said, oh, how great is thy goodness which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. You know, don't you like for folks to lay up things for you? It's good to have somebody got something laid up for you. I gave my boy $100 the other day. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing to brag about. A son ain't going to have nothing to leave you on the go. I'm a poor man. I ain't trying to be nothing else. Have you had a chance? Yeah. 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 I have. Well, it's easy said, LD, yeah, but you can trace it back to Oklahoma City and oil field. I was raised on East 29th Street, right in that, making a shop foreman there. When God put me out of it. But I said, here, take this little dab of money. I happen to know that you need a little help. Oh, no, Daddy, I don't want. Yeah, put it in your pocket, son. Oh, how great is thy goodness which thou hast laid up. You know, it just tires an old boy up that loves to fish or hunt. and come to find out that his wife has sacrificed and laid back a few dollars to buy him a gun for Christmas or something, just because she knows that's what he likes to do. She laid it back. She sacrificed to put it. You know, God got something laid up for you. How great is thy goodness. I preached a meeting in Kansas City, and an old man come every night. He pushed a cart every day and sold pencils. Old and broke down there. He slept in the room next to me. They had me a room fixed there in a bed and a table in it. And I stayed there, and he slept in the room next to me in the church on the bench, the bare bench. He made more noises than any human I ever heard that night. The nights, not one night, but many roared and snored. I never heard anybody snore like that fella. I tried my best to give him a bed. He wouldn't have it. He put a dollar in the offering every night. He died while I was there. I was in the church praying one day, and the power of God come upon me. Began to bless me. You can't understand what the Lord trying to do sometimes. Give up to it. Let God help you. You feel the Spirit. If you're washing dishes, quit washing them. Go to shout. What the Lord trying to do. God, I said, I don't understand why you're blessing me like you are. Why you're pouring your Spirit upon me like you are. He spoke to me plainly and said, it's because of the kindness you showed to the old man. That's how tender the Lord is. I remember what you did. I didn't forget. How great is thy goodness which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. What you going to do about it, Lord? Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. You know what? You know what bothers some folks so bad? They're not hid. I don't want you to think you're trying to be funny. I'm not, but I've always been that way, and you can't help it. I tried to quit it, and I couldn't. I tried to preach like another preacher, and God just whooped me good. You be what I want you to be, and you move like I use you. You quit trying to be anybody. You ever meet anybody like me? If you do, God bless them. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, would you help me to sing? Ain't many men can handle this school, son. You hear me? We need you like we need a pocket on a shirt. Need men like you to help our children. Who's going to help them? Who's got a burden to help them? How many will help them? Thank you for helping. If you get in money, need of money, son, don't tell LD nothing. Just call me. I don't tell many of that, but God bless you. See if I won't respond. Hide me, Lord! I don't sound out of order, but I've seen some sisters, I'll say, sis, you may think you're hid. Anybody in the world can see you. You're not hid. Brother, you're sticking out. Folk can see you. You're not hid. That's the reason you're getting hit. You're not hid. Oh, amen. You'll hide him from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Now, children, don't tell me we don't need to get hid. Let God hide it. I'm going to tell you, tongues can defeat you. I know I was singing one of my very special songs one night, and a fellow said, sound like a hoot owl singing to me. Can you figure a fellow makes such a statement of such melodious singing as I do, and you say it sounded like a hoot owl? I wasn't hit good, and it liked to knock me plumb out of key. Took me 5 minutes to get over that before I could ever get back in the meeting. Very idea. We need to let God hide us. Amen? But we can't. That's hard. It's hard. You've got to pray good to get hid, or tongues will offend you. Amen. Something had not even hit you, but because you're not hit good, it got you. Amen. Help us, Lord. Let God hide it. God knows how to hide. I'm a deer hunter. I'm not the best. No, sir. No, ma'am. But I did see a couple over there. I've seen four since I've been here. I ain't hunting. If I was hunting, I'd have seen a bunch of them. I ain't hunting. But I know what to do when I'm in the woods and anything moves, I stop. I don't even move my eyes if I think it's very close. After a while, I turned him around. Now, there it stands right there. And when he moved, then I moved. And I seen a couple of doors down there, and then went up, seen two more up this young lady's house here, daughter-in-law, her brother. I walked up the road. She'd called and told her father-in-law they was up there. I went up there. But I've been in the woods. Until deer walked up and laid down right out in front of me, just laid down right there. I had the wind in my favor. I was standing by a tree and I looked like a tree. Hide me! God can hide you. Old lion, walk right on by. Don't even know where you're at. He's dangerous, but only if he attacks you, you know. Yeah. I've been hid in a few churches. I had 9 churches, boys, and a few board meetings. Yoo-hoo! It just barely went by a few times. Be still, LD. Don't move. You're hid. It don't know where you're at. It can't see. Somebody said, devil like got me, did he? If he didn't get you, thank God. Let God hide you from the strife of tongues. Lots of times, we need to be hid from things. I'm going through the Bible with you a little. I won't keep you long tonight. Pardon, I just have to lick my finger to turn the page. A little more manners, I need them. Psalms 33:32-7. Thou art my hiding place. Oh, there's nothing like hide me, O blessed rock of Eden. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me with songs of deliverance. Thank God. Hey, God delivered me. I went off into Arkansas to preach. 12-foot homemade house trailer in a sand pile to park it in. Never been there before. And never been in the church. And B and I was traveling. Nowhere to hold revival. Nobody asked us to. We parked there and walked in that morning. Sat down in the back. Didn't know him. Never seen him in my life. And an old man sitting over there said, God delivered me. Why should I be bound? God delivered me. Why should I be bound? Never had me no money. Never told me this glad as there. Nobody knowed me. Nobody asked us home to dinner. But that old man was saying, that's all I needed. I mean, that's all I needed. God brought song. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. And that old man had one of them. The longer he sung, the higher I got. Not a dime handed to me, not an invitation, no request to sing, preach, or pray, or nothing, but just an old man with a song of deliverance given to him by God. Here he come down. Tell me, brother, why? Why should I be bound? My Lord, I was hid in it just pretty quick. God hid me, and that song of deliverance come to me. I forgot all about my trouble. You can get it here tonight. You can be worried till you can't sleep and come down here and pray good. Let folks lay hands on you and pray for you. And God hides you from that. Amen. Somebody come back a little bit and said, are you a preacher, man? I said, yes. They said, wonder if you'd preach for us. I said, I guess I will. Stranger in a strange place. That's happened to me a lot of times. Hide me, O blessed rock of ages. When things look rough, help me. When it looks like the wave is going to overflow me, come to me. I've been there when it happened, sure. I've been in that hospital when it's sad as a black night could ever be. Praise. And the news come out. They've made a change for the better. The crisis is over. Yes, sir. Hold on. Stay with God. Don't give up. The losers give up. Look at Psalm 64:2. Bible talking to us about a hiding place. 64:2. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked. Somebody get together and make up plans to destroy you, to defeat you, to wreck you, to wreck your church. I built the last church I built as a woman was at the city hall every day talking against me. Never met me. Never has shook my hand. Don't personally know me. All I've ever seen her from was a distance. She'd never been to my church. And we was trying to build a church, and she's talking against me every day. I didn't know it. Hide me
from the secret counsel of the wicked. Amen? City inspector finally said, Mr. Moore, there's a woman down here every day trying to stop you. I said, didn't know it. Who is she? I ain't going to tell you. And he did, but I found out. Well, what's the matter? It's the devil. She didn't know me. She's like that fellow come up on a build church and said, what are you building? I said, church. Said, well, you don't need to build no more churches in this town. This town got all the churches it needs. I knew who that was talking to me. He left, and after he left, I went and got the director down of all the churches in the town. I put 300 in every Sunday school and every church in town. And we had thousands and thousands and thousands of people that wasn't going to church nowhere. I know the devil lied to me, but God can hide you from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Sometime on a job, boys, I've been on a job. I've had some pretty good jobs, I have, really. But I'm going to tell you, that old devil will get jealous in somebody's heart, Christian brother, on that job, and they'll chew on you to that boss and talk behind your back to that boss. The secret counsel of the wicked and the insurrection of the workers of iniquity who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words. You'll have to get hid from that or you can't get anywhere with the Lord. Amen? Hide me. Hide me. Oh, don't you wish you'd been hid a few times? Hallelujah. That they may shoot in secret at the perfect. And suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. You hear that? Let's pray for God to hide us. I don't know what you need, but as time goes on this year, you will have to be hid if you're not. And you'll have to ask. Grief can kill you. Worry can kill you. Fretting, stress is brought on by all of that. And we have got more of that. Did you know where I come from? Psychiatrists and psychologists are making more money than they ever made in the world. I mean, it's a business now because people have got so much stress on them. We need to hide. Amen? Amen? Oh, trouble's on the way. Trouble's on the road. Trouble will come to your house again. I never dreamed that I would have to ask God to hide me like I have in the last few years from those things that will break you down, tear your body down, and wreck you. May God bless you tonight. I feel like we've got some folks here that needs to be hid. Look at the 51st chapter of the book of Psalms. We're preaching on, let God hide it. He can hide it. If you're down at the house, I wish you'd come to visit us. If you ever come to Oklahoma, call on the telephone. I'm in now a lot. But call now. If you get down there, call. Listen, I'll be good to you. You see. I mean, any of you, if you're down there, call over to the house. Get the number from Brother LD here, and call over and tell him where you're at. I come over and get you and let you meet that Polack woman. She hides money. She hides money. I ain't no telling the money. I wouldn't be surprised she ain't got $75 or $100 hid right now. I mean a pile of it. All right. And she hides it in her pocketbook. And I never, I always respect her sister. I don't never count her money, try to find her money, look at her money, and I never. No, that's out of bounds. No, I don't. And she skimps a poor woman, and but you know, she hid it the other day and lost it. She's done that till it's a sight. Lost it. She said, Lester, you have burned it in the trash barrel. No, I don't think so. Well, I had to go look, though, to see if there's any paper in there that looked like it was a dollar bill that had been burned up. It wasn't in there. We're talking about God can hide it. But it's not unlike us to hide some things. And that's the reason God gives us subjects in the Bible that parallel what we are so we can understand it. Cornfields and wheat fields and things that folks do. And come back in, she found it. It is in the other side of her pocketbook. She forgot it. God, you're human like we are, aren't you? We hide things, but God is the master, the master. I've sat in the woods and looked at that old jagged tree forking thing sticking up over there, that rock, that old bush, that old dead thing, them old stem with the leaves all off of them sticking up over there, them pieces of wood sticking out. One wood, biggest old deer in the whole country, been laying over there all morning looking out behind that rock, and that was his rack. I didn't know it was a deer till he jumped up and went like lightning. I could have shot him. God had him hit. Beats. Stand in the woods all day and say there ain't none in there, and four or five walk right by. You've been standing right over there looking at you all time. Never did know this deer till he went to moving. God is an ace at hiding for you. Right in your trouble, God can hide. So I think can't hit you, can't tear you all to pieces. I could march before God tonight, and your presence, if the Lord had allowed. And I could say, here is this old boy from Ouch Hunter in Virginia, goes there at L.D. Savage's church, and he's been a liar. God, look on the record. We have a blot here. We have a blot over something, but we have no record that he's a liar. Blot out. Hide must sin. Now we've got this old girl. She lives so wicked and crooked as that, and in Coeed, Oklahoma did, while a singing town. God saved her one night. And you could come before God and say, we know that she was a bad woman, did bad things. Witnesses all over town know how bad she's been. Let us look here. We see a blot here, but there's nothing on her record that she's a bad woman. Blot out. What did David say? Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Let God hide it. I don't hate to say it, but some of the office outlaws we had in Oklahoma made some of the best preachers that we ever had down there. Dirt Watson layeth his head on his saddle and his horse hobbled in the woods and had made another robbery, hiding, let the heat wear off, hiding in the woods. And God come through the wood and said, Dirt Watson, give me your heart. While his head is laying on his saddle and his horse is hobbled out there. God said, give me your heart. He rode all night long and rode up to his brother's house miles and miles and miles away. When he rode up that morning, his brother was a Christian. As he rode up, he heard his brother in the front room saying, Lord, I don't know where Dirt's at, but wherever he's at, save Dirt Watson. Dirt got saved. Made one of the best preachers we had. He's dead and gone to glory now. He's the old boy that preached all over and had him a little tent. Went to California, started back an old Chevrolet car and had trouble. Stopped a new car agency, hadn't worked on. Went in the front, sat down. The man that owned the place come out and went talking with him while he's fixing his car. So what do you do? He said, I'm a preacher man. Said, I preach the gospel, try to get people saved. Would you believe it if I told you they give him a brand new car? That owner of that place give him a brand new car and said, go preach it, preacher man. I've got the old car. Here's your new one. Preach it. Here, we've got the awfulest cook that ever was here. He's before us here. And what's he done? He's asked God to hide his sins and blot out his iniquity. Let God hide it. Amen. He may tell it on you, but if God's hid it, he won't tell it on you. I mean, he won't blaze it around the world on you. They come before him and accuse you. He'll say, it's been blotted out. What was it blotted out with? There just one sacrifice would handle that. We tried the blood of bulls and goats and that wouldn't do it. But there's a man come walking and gave his life. His blood blotted out. You know, it's slim. It's hard to figure that. What we've got as deacons and elders and trustees and singers and preachers was one time outlandish outlaws. Just straight out crooks. God's business, the strangest business in the world. You know, when companies go to hire somebody, they give you the office examination and you have to write down an answer of things until it's pathetic. And sometimes just the least little thing, you're out. That's against their policy. They won't hire you. Anybody that's ever done nothing like that, you're out. And God just takes old knocked out girls and boys, worse crooks, dope head drinkers, cussers, wife beaters, and saves them. Washes them in the blood. and blots out the sin and hide the iniquities and puts him in charge of the church. Ain't that a sight how he runs his business? All right, we're gonna have to run a little further here before we stop tonight. But you don't let God hide it tonight. It's been bothering you real bad. Let God hide it for you. He can hide it. I mean, he can hide it. And Psalm 119 and 114, the Bible talks about God hiding things. And here it is again. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. You know what a shield's for, don't you? Keep you from getting hit. I'm going to tell you, you can make it all right. I used to sing an old song, and I don't remember many of them. I don't know the whole bunch, the words, the verses, but just remember certain parts of them. I know when I worked in the oil field, we had a boy had a beautiful voice, and I was a Christian. I was working for God and trying to live for the Lord. And you know that old boy, he'd ride back there and sing, I make it all right from Monday morning till Friday night. But oh, them lonely weekends. When he sung that, I rejoiced. I said, thank God. I'm glad I got out of that. Made it all right from Monday morning to Friday night, but all them lonely weekends. Yeah. He wasn't hit. Right. Amen. Yeah. He didn't have God. Right. Wasn't saved. You can get hid. Bless the Lord where you'll feel good. And God will bless you. God will help you. I know it's 143:9, the book of Psalms. The Bible said, deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. He's not in here. You can't see him. I've got him hid. God can hide. Amen. Amen. You know, I had a friend down in Arkansas. He was whooping the Christians as he left the church. Burnt the building down once a few years ago when I first started as honoring. And they'd meet them Christians down and whip on, beat on them with the fist. He met a friend of mine coming down the road in his wagon, stopped him. You one of them so-and-so homeless? No, not me. He was homeless, but he wasn't that kind. God hit him. Well, you go ahead then. He's homeless as much as anybody, but they used that word in front of it, and that let him out. God hit him. Are you one of them so-and-so homeless? No. He wasn't that kind. Not that kind. You know, God is wise enough to hide you. Amen. He can hide you like he did that boy on the job. He said, you're forward. Next morning, right back out there on the construction job working, I thought I told you you was forward. He said, I'd have been out of work a long time ago if I'd have believed that. That happened. I mean, it happened. And one of the last men on the job when they finally shut it down, that old boss just went off shaking his head. Any man that's that determined to work, he's going to get to work till this is over. Yeah, I said, you're fired. He just back out the next morning working as hard as he did to the come by. I thought I'd fired you if I'd listened to that. I'd have been out of work a long time ago. I said, God can take care of a man. Amen. God can hide you. You need to get here tonight. I feel like some of you are sticking out. You ain't here. That's when you're in trouble. You need to get on in there and get hit. Hallelujah. Have mercy, Lord. Never was a day in the world when the human family needs to get hid in the Lord. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind. Let the wind blow the rocks in the creek, but God can hide you so it won't blow you in there. Hide me, O blessed rock of ages. Hide thou me. Deliver me, Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Did you read about the cities of refuge? That's where a fellow accidentally head flew off the axe and hit some neighbor and nearly killed him. He just stole the rest of it down and tore out. He could beat him now. He could get to the city refuge and get through the gate. Whew. He is safe till they had a judgment on that and figured that out. And the kin folks couldn't kill him because he accidentally killed one of theirs or wounded them bad. God has always had a refuge. He's always had. It's been rough, children. Our boy David had that cancer, and it looked like he was going to die at a young age, 19-year-old. Anesthesia said it's all over him. It's got him eat up. Mr. Moore said, I hear you're a preacher. I said, I am. He said, maybe God will help us. He was an alcoholic. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. 51-year-old anesthetist, one of the best known, but he's an alcoholic. And he brought the subject up to me. Maybe God will help us. I hid. I prayed, Lord, this has caught me a little ways off. No, it wasn't back, Sid. It wasn't back. But you know how you feel sometimes when things hit you. You ain't hit good. I said, it's caught me a little ways off. I went to praying. It looked like he'd die. It anesthesia said, I've studied medicine for years, Mr. Moore, but it's all over him. You boys eat up with it, said. He's 40. He's 46, I guess, now. And he is 19. He just went a-hunting. He hasn't went this year yet. He didn't have money to go this year, but he went last year and bought a big elk back, the year before and bought a big elk. Every time he goes, he brings one back. There, you got to be a good hunter to get one every time you go. But David just about do that. He can get something every time he goes. Now, he know he's a hunter. What happened to him? What happened? We fell on the rock. B and I prayed, God, would you have mercy? And others, dear people, helped us. And the Lord hit us. I'll never will forget tonight. B's the main one that prayed through about that. Well, she prayed through, and the next day they give him radioactive iodine and put it in his body, and this particular kind of cancer is attracted to certain kind of cancer cells. That radioactive iodine is attracted to that certain kind of cancer cell, and they run a Geiger counter, I call it, over. They're going machine that picks up that signal from that radioactive iodine and tells you where the hot spots left in the body, where all that cancer tissue gathered that radioactive iodine in the lungs, kidneys, or liver, where. And B prayed that night till the hoot owls. Never in the 30-something years I've lived on the farm out there has it happened. But that night the hoot owls filled the trees around my house. Hoot, 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 hoot. I knew it was different. Never heard it in my life. Never. God, I said, are you trying to talk to me like you did others in the Bible through animals like fish and donkeys and roosters? Are you trying to talk to me through them hoot owls? God does it different so you'll know God did it. That's the reason he doesn't do it like anyone else. And I listened, I said, I believe God's trying to tell me something. I believe something's going to happen. They took him the next day, and I was there when they run that Geiger counter over it. They always get a lot of report from the stomach because that's where some of it stays, but that's that ain't what they're looking for. That rest of it will go to that certain tissue. That kind of cancer attracts radioactive iodine. And they'll get the hot spot and tell you where the rest of it is in his body. Because they cut down as far as they could, took all the tissue was cancer tissue. And they went to the top of the lungs, top of the heart. That's all they could take out. And it was all cancer. But they run it over and they got a good report like, when it comes to the stomach, it's and they run it over him. Mr. Moore said, we can't find nothing. Well, I said, that don't suit me. Run it over him again. They ran it all over him, just a report from the stomach where some of it does stay in the stomach. Run it all over him, Mr. Moore. We're not getting any report from anywhere of a hot spot in this boy's body. Said, we can't find any hot spot of cancer in his body. I said, run it over him again. They run it over him. Of course, when we got home and he walked in the door, Mama could tell by looking that something had happened. His countenance had changed. Isn't it wonderful how just good news can make you happy when you're so sad till it catches on people around you, and God can give you good news and all of a sudden everything great, God's turned the other way. Why don't you read the end of the book here and get the good news? It's going to be over, but it ain't over for the saints. We're going to have a time. But God hit us. You know what we did? I don't know why I'm telling you this. Some things I tell them go with my preaching. never have learned how to hold on to text too well. You know what I did when he was at the worst with it? When it come church time, said Savage, I was right down at the house of God. I wasn't up there at the hospital, I was right down at the church. It come time to go to church, I was at the house of God. Brother Moore, you left David? Uh-huh. Well, ain't he bad? Yeah. But I needed God worse than I did David, Slim. He can talk about church all he want to, boys, but if you only get hit, girls, you got to mean business with God. Amen. Glory to God. What are you doing here this morning? It's cold. Yeah, it's cold in Alaska and the Eskimos are hunting seals. Glory to God. Amen. Got to mean business if you stay here. Amen. Bless your hearts. I love you. I'd like to help you a little while I'm here. I got to finish this, though, because it's a big old long message. I never thought about it. He'll remove your transgressions as far as the east is from the west from you if you'll hide yourself in it. He won't bring it up on you no more. You know, I just don't like folks' attitudes sometimes, but God's not like that. They just keep bringing up some old dead horse. Amen. Now, husband, before you got saved, you know how you done me. Forget that. Don't mention that no more. Husband, don't you remind her. Don't, if she's got saved and the Lord washed away sin, God won't do that. He'll remove your sins as far as the east is from the west. You know, I'm glad the Lord has helped Christian folk to have that attitude. You know my boys is bound to owe me, but I can't remember how much it is. I never wrote it down. It's in the thousands. I know it's in the thousands. I can live and die with that. It's in the thousands. But I just don't know the figure. One of them told the other and said, I owe Daddy. Said, I do too. And one of them come around and said, well, you know, said, we owe you. I said, you do? What for? You know that car you bought me? What car? Oh, yeah, I remember that car. You didn't pay for that? No, I ain't got that paid for you. Well, bless my heart. I hadn't walked by my daughter-in-law's car the other day. She's a school teacher. Her tires wore completely out on it. I bought her the last set you had. They wore completely out. I said, Lord, have mercy. They can't even pass the inspection. I went up there and got the keys and took it down and had a new set of tires. That's nothing. I'm not bragging about that LD. I'm just giving an illustration. God's like that. He's like that. Forgive you all your sins. Never bring them up on you. God, I owe you. He's even that merciful. An old boy in my church had five children. He's a great tithe payer. He's not there now, but he was. I passed him a while back, a good while, 5-6 years ago. And you know, I come to find out there's in a bind. And the old grocery merchant had five children. And he come to me and said, Brother Moore, here's my tithes. He said, I'm in trouble down at the grocery store. I said, all right. What do you owe down? You know, he owed just in the vicinity of that amount of tithes. And you've paid your tithes. Now you go take this money and keep your name straight down there. I'd rather have you in my church owing me as to have you in my church owing anybody outside of it. Because I ain't going to hold it against you. I'm going to forgive you the debt. And God's going to forgive you because he loves you. You know, there's not a friend like the Lord. And you're a friend to your children like I am to mine. And you are to yours, mother. To your children, you're a friend. Why, Lord, have mercy. You'd never charge them for nothing. I mean, but God's like that to his children. He'll forgive you, and he'll help you. Of course, I know you've got to live, Lord, and you ought to do some things for him. But let God hide you. He's able to hide you from all this trouble. I'm going to have to pass up some of my message tonight because you've been in church today and had a great time. But I want to get to a simple little thought in James, the 5th chapter, I believe it is. I believe it's James, the 5th chapter. Yes, 5th chapter, James, the 19th verse. Bible said, Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Let God hide it. I'm not talking about covering up something that's crooked. that needs to be exposed. I'm not talking about hypocrites that are living hypocritical and saying there's something they're not. But if you come and you've got a problem, a fellow got saved in a meeting the other night in another state, long ways from here. He came to me after he was saved, a young man. Furthermore, I did something while I was in sin, and I'm debating about whether to tell my wife or not. Immediately, the Spirit dealt with me. No, I said, do not tell her. You go right on and work for God and live for God and live good for God. God's forgiven you. Don't saddle her with that and cause her to have to worry and fret over that. That's your problem. You have sinned and God has forgiven you. Now, go on with God from right here. That's what the Lord did. I understand. Maybe you said, Brother Moore, we'll cover every case. Would that one. Shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. I preach against evil. I tell what it is a lot of time. I call it by name. But my purpose is to get folks to God so they can get those sins hid. And he'll hide a bunch of them. And won't hold it against you. You read about that woman come to Jesus that had had five husbands. I'm preaching about let God hide it tonight. And he said, well, you heard it, didn't you? King Jesus was walking through the land. On his way, he got weary with his disciples. The gospel band, they stopped at the well of Samaria. You read it, didn't you? No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. On the well, the Lord sat down. His disciples went and left him. A woman from Samaria town, a drink he did request of her. Why do you ask a drink of me with an evasive feeling? You know by law the Samaritans and Jews have no dealing. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. No man loves me like Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. When she asked and when she got a drink her soul was claiming, she forgot that water pot and ran to town proclaiming, no man loves me. You know what? He said, if you'd ask a drink of me, I'd have give it to you. I won't tell you, buddy. I've been where that would not have been said. Don't have anything to do with her. She's been married five times. And she's a bad woman. We don't even need her in our church because she would be a bad influence on others. You mean if she's saved? If she's washed in the blood? She would be a bad influence? I can't help it because Jesus told her here to give her a drink. She'd ask with five husbands and living with a fellow that wasn't her husband. And he said, if you'd ask, I'd give you a drink. Preach a little different than some folks does. Amen. Don't tell me he didn't do it. Said he would. You know what he'd have told her after he gave her the drink? Go and sin no more. That's all I ask of you. Just don't sin anymore. Amen. He can hide your sin. That old thing that may have kept you. You may not be here in this shape, but I've been where they were. There's folks that I've been around, it's been in church for years. If things troubling them and tormenting them and has, let God hide that thing. Let God bury that hatchet. And you can get out from under that, not have to live all the rest of your life battling that silly thing that's tormented you day and night over something you've done years ago that you've done your best to correct and don't have nothing else to do. Let God hide that. Get you out from under that. Amen. 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 Did you read about that little woman that washed the Lord's feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head? She did that and he said, your sins, which are many, are forgiven. He's the greatest forgiver that ever was. I had a meeting, a man shot his wife's head off nearly with a shotgun. The pastor's brother killed his wife right in that meeting. His boy was 21-year-old, seeking the Holy Ghost every night. And I said, I better close the meeting to the pastor. No, 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 don't do it now, Brother Moore. Keep it going. We've got to have some help. Well, I thought that they'd be in such grief. A lot of kinfolks there. But I kept the meeting going. And Daddy killed Mama. I went to see Daddy in the pen, Indiana State Pen. They give him 2 to 20 years. He pled insanity. He looked at me through the bar and said, if I'd known what I was doing, I'd left out a shirt on my back. Ben knew what he was doing. He knew that I knew what he was doing. But he knew the only defense was insanity. That's the only thing, the only hope. He had plenty of sense. A week before, a preacher stopped and knocked on a door. Would you come to church? You're backsliders. You need to get back. They didn't listen. She was leaving with another man when Ben got so mad he shot her. What? Look at God. Let God hide it. He stayed 2 years in the pen. They let him out. He run a restaurant in that town. Had many friends in that town. Sheriff sat on one of the stools at the little bar they had there after Ben shot Mabel and said, Ben's one of the best men in this town. The sheriff of the town. Look at God. Look at God. He got out. He come to church. The Lord, give me your heart, Ben. God is different than we are. I know that boy, that was his mother. He got a big job in the town of Dayton, Ohio, and made a superintendent on that job, and he's a preacher to this day, that boy is. But don't you see, God is not like us. Your kinfolks, I was at a funeral where the man's body lay here. His wife sat here with the children. Here come this man laying there dead. Here come his brother, Jim was his name, walked up and looked at his brother. These kinfolks jumped up. You get out of here. You get. And I mean, they liked had a wall-eyed fight, Roy. They liked had it right in the funeral home. I went to Jim, tried to win him the Lord. He come to a meeting. He's still saying he's going to get saved. He ain't yet, but we're working on him. Old Jim saying, I'm going to get saved, LD. Watch the Lord work. He offered eternal life to Ben, and Ben killed Mabel. Could you do that? No, but God can. And when your children do something just that bad, or my children do, others would like to hang them by the neck, and I can't hardly blame them in a way, but not God. He will say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Isn't it wonderful what God can hide? Men I know tonight personally that spent years and years in the pen for crimes that's horrible got saved behind them bars. I'm acquainted with county sheriff, a lot of boys in law enforcement I'm acquainted with. But did you know, boys that's in it tell me down home, nearly any of them, big part of them fellas gets in jail, turned to religion. I went to get one out. Did get him out. He come to my church. He didn't do right. They arrested him, and I got him out. And he couldn't testify. But when I went up there, he had a Bible in his hand. Said, I'm called of God to preach, Brother Moore. I said, shut up. Shut up. Don't tell anybody else that. Every jailbird squeals that religion line near it to get out. You ain't called of God to preach. You just want out of jail. Forget that. We ain't going to get you out on that. You ain't going to fool a judge or nobody with that performance. God didn't call you to preach since you got in here. Called you to repent and get right. We got him out. But he said they squeal that, Brother Moore. Nearly all of them officials in law tell me they'll squeal that religious line to try to get out of jail. But there's been some in there that meant business with God. A deputy told me, he said, L.D., nearly all of them, but he said, there's one. This one man got in here, he's a bad man. He was a bad man. Said he prayed in here. He said, God, save me. Save my soul. He said, L.D., he got it. We finally got him in court, and he got loose. But he said, I'll go to church when I get out. They said they all say it. He said they may say it, but this one means it. Brother Moore said he went. He made a great Christian. Why don't you let God hide it? How long has that tormented you? How long have you been going through with it over that? Just in your mind. Oh, put that in God's hands tonight. Let God hide that forever hid. Amen. Don't, you know, some think, well, I'm gonna stop. Let us stand. We're glad you're here. Now, I don't know whether anyone here needed what I've said tonight for sure. I've just preached like I do because I felt like it. But if you're here and you like to come down here and let God hide you from them winds that's blowing, if you're a Christian or if you're a sinner, you need to get hit better. Some things are bothering you that shouldn't be, and you know it. God can hide you. He can hide you. My children, I've been amongst folks that got hard feelings between each other. And you know the only hope for that is both of them just pray good. Till God fills them with love and He can hide you from that and you'll be over that. You don't have to suffer that no more, worry with that no more. All right, if they want to sing a little, we're going to pray in the altar before I go back to Oklahoma. I want to pray with you.